Who are you and what are you doing here?
I am the comedian John Richardson, and I'm about to entertain... Well, no, let's not count our chickens. I'm about to say some stuff.
On stage, actually, in a tent, of all places?
Yeah, in a Spiegel tent. They're lovely, lovely venues.
And this is one of the original ones?
Yes, yeah, I've seen them up in Edinburgh before, and yeah, they're historic venues.
Now, it's weird, because everybody's in, they're waiting. You've still got a bit of time, but a minute ago, you didn't seem to be here.
No, I arrived a bit late because I didn't know where I was supposed to be. I just got told to come to a park, so I naively parked up and thought I'd have a nice walk across the park to it, and it's actually bigger than I thought.
Are you on tour at the moment?
Just finishing the last tour, so this is the start of a new tour of Greatest Hits, which will culminate in the recording of a DVD in September.
So you look like you were just reading the newspaper when I came in. I thought that's awfully relaxed for someone who's going in to a baying crowd.
Well, I've got the show is sort of as it is, so it's always nice to have something. If there's something happened locally, if it's big and you don't reference it, it's weird, but sometimes if something small's happened, it's a nice way to start.
So this will probably take a little bit of time to upload. What have you found in the newspaper that's likely to be included in, not that they're going to hear this and you ruin it, that's likely to be included in your set?
Well, nothing yet. You see, the alternative is you get something tragic like the front page of the paper today's boys arrested after dog is thrown from bridge, which I probably won't riff on too much, to be honest. There's very little comedy in a Jack Russell being tossed off a bridge onto a road. You seem to be laughing though. So
I don't know why, because I'm trying to think how you'd do it.
Maybe I'll just tell them the story, and if they're all as horrible as you, they'll just laugh.
So do you think of yourself as cleaner than average when it comes to comedians?
Cleaner in terms of my material or my armpits and testes?
Both will do.
Material-wise, well, I swear a bit, so, you know, I'm not very blue. I don't really talk about shagging, but that's more just because I don't. So if it happened, I'm sure I'd reference it. But for the time being, I just talk about what's on my mind.
So people can expect that what they hear is a reflection of your life in some ways.
Yeah, no, that's a nice thing about touring. I've got to a point now where I sort of pretty much tour once a year, and each year is a sort of reflection on where I am at that point in my life. And then hopefully that will go on indefinitely, as long as I do.
How long do you normally riff for? I mean, how long is a set for you?
Anything up to about 2 hours, really, between sort of 90 minutes and 2 hours, depending on how flabby I get. I'm not good enough company that I can survive longer than that. You know, Billy Connolly and people like that, I'm sure you're still thrilled to be with them 3 or 4 hours in, but there's definitely a point with me that the audience will say, that's fine, you have some funny views, but you need to leave now.
Relaxed and incredibly humble, I don't know. What does Milton Keynes mean to you, anything?
I've always had nice gigs here. I remember gigging at the Stables on my last tour. It was a very fun gig. I offered two people a lift to the station because they said they'd walked and it was a long way and it was raining. So I said I'd meet them outside and drive them back to the station, and they bailed on me. Never turned up. So I guess I like the people of Milton Keynes more than they like me, which is harsh.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be totally different tonight. You're going to be going on any minute, I imagine.
Yes.
Or have you got a few minutes just to read more papers?
I'm going to quickly flick through this paper and then go through. I haven't done a gig for a while because I've been doing other bits and pieces, so I need to remind myself of the old jokes. So that
now you're actually looking nervous. I haven't made you nervous, have I?
No, well, it just increases anyway. The closer we get to the show time, 1 minute to 8, I'll be just a gibbering wreck, and then it'll be fine.
Does toilet come into the support point? I used to be in a band and I always had to go and lock myself in a cubicle and do my business beforehand.
Well, there's business to be done at all times. You know, I tend not to dictate to the other parts of my body. I've got my own show routine and my bowels have theirs, but we don't discuss it. We just try and be respectful of each other, and we've never collided yet.
I want to wish you all the best in that department.
And beyond, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.